What's up, everyone? I'm Joe Pompliano, and this is the Joe Pomp Show. Hope everyone had a great weekend. I was joking with a friend yesterday that over on the East Coast, we're still trying to figure out how we can convince major TV networks to start some of these March Madness games just a little bit earlier. And I say that because I saw that the second Sweet 16 game on Thursday night won't be tipping off until 10:15 p.m. Eastern Time, or later, depending on when the first game ends. And that means the second game isn't going to end past midnight on a school night, but I digress. Today's main event is going to explain why Jim McInville, otherwise known as Magic Max, multi-million dollar sports bets aren't really a gamble. Plus, we'll touch on the UFC's lawsuit settlement, the Timberwolves sale, and more. Hope you guys enjoy this episode, and let's get right into it. All right, for the hurry up today, these are things that I'm thinking, hearing, and watching. Number one, the UFC. We've talked about this in the past, both on this podcast, the newsletter, and on social media. The UFC has been in the middle of a huge lawsuit with 1,200 former fighters. Now, the essence of the lawsuit was just saying that they held their wages down, they weren't paying them their fair share. The UFC has now settled this lawsuit, whereas many people believe that they could be worth over $1 billion to the former fighters. The UFC has settled it and agreed to pay $335 million. Now, this is a major win for the UFC because, number one, the payments will be made over several years. You guys have seen what happened with the NFL concussion settlement. Those payments are going to be made over 60 plus years. I assume, while we don't know yet, that something similar will be happening with the UFC as well. So they'll be spreading that money out over a long period of time. Outstanding inflation and everything outside of that, it's better to obviously spread the money out from a pure profit and loss standpoint. Number two, this money accounts for less than 25% of the UFC's projected 2024 revenue. And number three, it should be tax deductible. But perhaps the biggest win for the world's leading MMA organization is that they didn't have to make any concessions going into the future, meaning fighters that sign new contracts could potentially be subject to the same low pay as the fighters before them. For context, the UFC typically pays out less than 15% of its total annual revenue to fighters. That's significantly less than other major sports leagues like the NFL, NBA, NHL, and MLB, which all have collective bargaining agreements in place and split revenue plus or minus 50-50 with the players. Number two, Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lowry have submitted financial documentation to the NBA to complete their acquisition of majority control in the NBA's Minnesota Timberwolves. Many of you will remember that in 2021, they entered an agreement to buy the Timberwolves, plus the WNBA's Minnesota Lynx, for about $1.5 billion. This was going to be done over a series of years, over a series of transactions. The first transaction gave them about 40% of the franchise, with this latest transaction increasing their stake to 80% of the franchise. Now, the two of them ran into some fundraising problems along the way because they weren't willing to put up all of the money themselves. Whether they weren't or couldn't, we don't really know, but they tried to go raise some money from a bunch of different private equity firms. They eventually got Dyal Capital Partners to give them the money to complete the latest round of funding. But the good news is that the team's valuation has nearly doubled since the first agreement was signed. So while they don't own all 80% of that themselves, Rodriguez and Mark Lowry are already up more than $1 billion on the deal, including their investors as well. Number three, I saw some shocking news this past week. Germany's national team is switching from Adidas to Nike. This is one of the biggest sports sponsorship moves ever. For those of you that don't know, Adidas and Germany, they just go together. Adidas' revolutionary screw-in boots helped Germany win its first ever World Cup, I think in the 1950s, and they've been partners for the last 70 plus years. Now, Germany's national team will leave a German brand for an American brand in Nike. The swoosh is reportedly paying them 2 times more annually, rumored to be around $50 million today, and Nike's going to come in and pay over $100 million annually. I get that. It's a lot of money. But this is just one of those sponsorships that almost feels like it's priceless. You're ditching a German company that was born in your backyard for Nike, the conglomerate out of America. It feels weird, and maybe it is a little bit weird. All right, the bonus on the hurry up today is I went on Ethan Strauss's podcast last week to discuss some of the most exciting storylines in sports business. We talked Shohei Ohtani, sports betting, NBA media rights, Adam Silver, and so much more. We had a great time. Ethan writes a fantastic Substack himself, and I was really happy to go on his podcast. I think you guys will enjoy it. If you want to go listen to it, either go to Ethan's Substack to find it, or you can go on my Twitter. I tweeted out the link as well.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
All right, let's get into today's main event. I want to talk about the sports gambler who never loses. I'm talking about Jim McInvale. Now, many of you guys know the 73-year-old Texan as Mattress Mac, and I will, from here on out, refer to him as Mac. Mac has taken home roughly $100 million in winnings over the last few years from sports betting. He correctly predicted the Houston Astros to win the World Series in 2022, winning $75 million on that bet. And he also picked Kansas to win the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament that same year. He's easily become one of the biggest and most famous sports gamblers in the world today. Now, there have been some big losses, of course. McInvale lost $9.5 million betting on the Cincinnati Bengals to beat the Los Angeles Rams in Super Bowl 51, and he's lost a bunch of other ones too. Still, Mattress Mac has become famous because, number one, he bets big, and number two, he leverages his business to create a sports gambling system where he always wins, no matter what. Mattress Mac started a small furniture business named Gallery Furniture with his wife in 1981. They had just $5,000 to their name, so they bought a tent and started selling furniture on the side of the freeway in Houston. But fast forward 40 years, and Gallery Furniture now has more than 400 employees across three gigantic stores in the Houston area. Mattress Mac is supposedly one of the hardest working people you've ever met. I've heard that he is literally on the furniture sales room floor, selling furniture 365 days a year. But his business has really been supercharged over the last decade because of his marketing strategy. It started with infomercials on local television networks and has since become a national campaign that uses massive sports wagers to hedge against furniture sales. Here's how it works. It'll start with Mattress Mac placing a bet. These bets are typically worth millions of dollars, and he usually bets on the biggest events you can think of, the Super Bowl, the World Series, or even March Madness. Mattress Mac usually bets on teams from Texas or as close to Texas as he can get, and he ties the bet into a big mattress sale promotion at his chain of Gallery Furniture stores. Let's use the May 2022 as example. Mattress Mac placed a $10 million bet on the Houston Astros to win the World Series at 7.5-1 odds. He then launched a massive sales promotion after he placed the bet, offering all Gallery Furniture customers who spend $3,000 or more on mattresses double their money back if the Astros won. Now, every media outlet in the country picked up this story because he was placing $10 million on the Astros to win the World Series when they weren't even the favorite at that point. I'm talking about local newspapers all the way to ESPN. And it received millions of impressions on social media from all the biggest sports accounts that you can think of. The Houston Astros eventually won the World Series, and Mattress Mac cashed in on his record-breaking $75 million win. You guys probably saw the videos. He was literally carrying cash on a private jet with a wheelbarrow. It was absolutely ridiculous, and it went viral all over the internet. But the secret is that he didn't actually keep any of that cash himself. That's because the promotion that he launched for the furniture led to $74 million in mattress refunds. And the remaining money, $1 million, was used to cover expenses like sales commissions, private jets to place the bets in Iowa and Las Vegas, and 400 World Series tickets for him and his employees. The easiest way to think about this is that it's just a hedge. Mattress Mac breaks even on the mattress customer refunds if the bet hits, because sales refunds minus bet winnings equals promotion cost. And if the bet doesn't hit, then it's a marketing cost to increase sales and drive profit, because sales minus wager placed equals profit, excluding expenses, of course. To make the hedge work correctly, Mattress Mac sometimes shuts down sales promotions early if he has generated enough sales revenue to cover his potential bet winnings. Or sometimes he will add more dollars to his betting position if customers buy more mattresses and furniture than the winning bet can cover. It's a unique strategy that not everyone can execute. Not only do you need a significant amount of cash up front, but you also need to be confident that the resulting media exposure will drive enough sales to make the economics work. This is why Mattress Max started with small bets before eventually reaching $10 million or more. So when you see the headline this year that Mattress Mack placed a $1 million bet on the University of Houston to win the 2024 NCAA Men's March Madness Tournament, don't just simply believe the hype. The $7.5 million in potential winnings will simply be used to cover his ongoing $4,000 mattress refund promotion. And Mattress Mack has lost many more bets at this point than he's won. Then again, even when he loses, he still wins. That's why this is such an interesting case study. I hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast. If you did, please do me a favor and just share it with a friend. Other than that, I hope everyone has a great day, and we'll talk later this week.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.